Open my eyes to clarity. Open my heart to understand. When trouble's doors are closing all around, my Lord, guide me through them. Take my hand. Open my lips to the questions. Open my ears to your truth. When many roads to choose from just confuse me, my Lord, keep me looking till I find the road to you. Open my arms to your children. Open my mind to my soul. Now when it's time to use my life to serve the bread of life, my Lord, show me.
Good morning. My name is Judith Killian, and I have the honor of serving on your Board of Trustees. And I am thrilled that the board members are back on the podium sharing announcements with you on Sundays. We're glad you joined us this morning. Thank you for braving the weather and road conditions. Our Sunday services are at 9:30 and 11:30 a.m. Central Time. We live stream at 9:30 a.m., and we welcome our live stream audience today. Watch our services anytime at our website or on YouTube. I hope you've all seen the message regarding our new phase of COVID health protocols here at Unity Minneapolis. If you haven't heard, effective immediately, the vaccine requirement is removed from our church building. We are grateful, so grateful, for the regathering committee and their commitment to keep us safe and thankful for your support and flexibility as they continue to manage health protocols with safety for our congregation and our staff as first priority. Let us play Dane Stauffer's ongoing performing arts play shop returns today at 1 p.m. via Zoom. Everyone age 16 and up can join the fun. Our spring membership class starts this Wednesday, March 9th at 7 p.m. This class is a great way to build connections and explore Unity Truth Principles. There will be four 90-minute sessions via Zoom. Additional opportunities this week include Keep a True Lent, which will be Monday evenings with licensed Unity teacher Karen Oney, Jesus's Plan for a New World, which is a study based on the Sermon of the Mount and led by our Reverend Tony. This class will meet Tuesday evenings via Zoom or Thursday mornings in person. There's a youth and family ministry Lenten prayer circle each Tuesday evening between now and Easter. And on Sunday, March 13th, Reverend Megan Smith Brooks returns on Zoom for her March workshop, Inner Navigation for Healing and Transforming Grief, at 1 p.m. We have two outreach opportunities in March. Pack the Pews is our month-long collection for PRISM, which is our local food shelf. Shopping bags and lists are available in the garden court. Our Kid Pack packing sessions for students at Noble Elementary were paused due to COVID. Instead, Unity Minneapolis and our other Golden Valley Church partners have been purchasing food bags from every meal that are delivered to the students on Fridays. On Friday, March 25th, we'll travel to every meal to pack weekend food bags. Your children and your grandchildren are welcome to participate with an adult. Registration is on our website. Details for all of our upcoming events and many activities are on the church website, or our Facebook page, and of course, our weekly emails. Tuesday is happening at Unity, and Thursdays you get the peak of the week. You can also email or call our church. And now, please join Reverend Tony for our opening prayer.
Thank you, Judith. Good morning. And good morning. Let us take time now to move into that consciousness of prayer. Join me as we become aware of our breath and open to divine spirit, that oneness that moves in and through and as us, each of us, weaving together to be that oneness in which we live and move and have our being. We give thanks for this day. We give thanks for this community. We give thanks for being alive. Alive with the spirit, alive with the joy and the compassion and the love that is that spirit. And so we hold today each other, those of our community who are viewing from distance, and those here in the sanctuary. We also hold in our hearts today all those who are experiencing pain, anxiety, fear, those in the Ukraine, in Russia, the surrounding countries who are taking in refugees, the hundreds of thousands. We hold them in our hearts. We see them surrounded and infused with the power that is God. And we affirm for them and hold for them a sense of comfort, even in the turmoil. And we give thanks for the knowing that that comfort is for them, for us. We hold those members of our congregation who are also experiencing dis-ease, discomfort, a sense of loss. We affirm the peace that is God, surrounds them, holds them, and energizes. God is present in all things, and for that today, we say thank you. Thank you, God. As we open to words and music and energy and joy, let us do so saying thank you, God. Amen. And yeah, it's nasty outside, but let's give thanks for the day, shall we? Let's stand as you choose, as we, I can see clearly now. Yeah.
If you were not awake, you are now. Welcome. Welcome to our streaming audience. We're glad you have chosen to spend some time with us today. Unity Minneapolis is an open, welcoming, and inclusive community. And one of our core values is all about welcoming our visitors. And as I look around our sanctuary, I don't think we have any, I think I recognize every one of you. Any visitors today that I'm missing? Well, you're welcome here. And for our streaming audience, if this is the first time that you've joined us, welcome. We want to make sure that you feel welcomed and included. And so if you're curious about Unity Minneapolis, you can click a link and fill out a visitor card and you'll get information and someone from our staff will reach out to you. So know that. And you all know this if you've been here before, wherever you are on your spiritual journey, you are welcome here. For those of you who are not in the Minneapolis area, have not been out in the weather, it is a beautiful day, more beautiful from the inside of one's home, I would suggest. And I'm calling it a snow sandwich, where you have a layer of ice, some snow, and then ice on top of that. So thanks for some interesting driving. So the hardy Minnesotans are here in our sanctuary, so thanks for being here. This is the first Sunday of the month, so it's also our birthday and anniversary Sunday as well. So if you have a birthday or an anniversary in the month of March, you're welcome to stand. And streaming audience, you are also welcome to be acknowledged in this overall process. But what we do each month is dedicate. Oh, yes, yes. Wow. Beautiful. Birthday?
Yesterday.
Oh, happy birthday. Rita, birthday?
Awesome, awesome.
So for each of our 12 months, Charles Fillmore, co-founder of our movement, has given a power, and those are our innate capabilities. And for the month of March, the power is wisdom. Power is wisdom. The disciple is James, son of Zebedee. The color is yellow. And we describe wisdom as the ability to evaluate, discern, and apply what we know. And the affirmation for this month is, and for the month of March, is I am guided by divine wisdom in every thought, word, and action. So I'll invite you to say that with me like you mean it. I am guided by divine wisdom in every thought, word, and action. Thank you, and happy birthday, happy anniversaries to all. And so if you would, and this is in the order of service, ask that you affirm our mission with us. That is, we are a vibrant, inclusive, prosperous spiritual community, inspiring and empowering full expression of the divine through within, through prayer, education, and service. And then our March affirmation, again in your order of service, is, and do that with me if you would, I am in tune with Spirit's guidance. Let's do that one more time like we mean it. I am in tune with Spirit's guidance. Thank you, and I'll invite you to settle in for the reading of the daily word. Thank you, Edna.
We now move deeper into Spirit with the reading of the daily word. As the usher brings down the prayer box, you are invited to mentally add your prayers to the written requests in this box. Remembering to hold Reverend Pat, our senior minister, in prayer while he was on sabbatical. After the service, the prayer box is located in the garden court, where you may add your written request to this box. You may also submit an online prayer request via our website. Your prayers are then prayed with by our prayer ministry for 7 days. And then they are forwarded to Silent Unity, where they are prayed with for another 30 additional days. The word for today is glory. My life celebrates the glory of God. Glory fills the world with wonder, when I attune my senses to it. I hear it in the sound of waves crashing on a beach, and in the resonant harmony of a choir. I see it in sunrises and sunsets, in the beauty of gardens, mountains, and forests, and in the eyes of parents holding their newborn child. I feel glory in the depths of my being at those moments when I understand my life as God's life living in me. There is no place where my human self ends and the divine presence in me begins. God and I are one. The glory of God is revealed in me as I release the thought that I am only human. God's glory shines through me as a divine presence, the Christ, expressing in my healthy body, my insightful mind, and my loving heart. And scripture tells us, it is no longer I who live, but it is a Christ who lives in me. From Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. The word for today, my friends, is glory.
Choice each new day brings, and with every step you take, bless the progress that you make. The reason you live is found in every gift you give. Love your life, love your dreams, you will do do amazing things.
Please join me for this time in meditation. As we prepare our bodies, hearts, and minds to settle in, I ask that you let my words be your words, please, as I guide us into this experience. Feeling the clothes on our skin, the air on our face, the chair supporting us, we let gravity pull upon our body, and our body begins to gently let go, connecting us with this magnificent grand planet. It is with a collective intention that we unify our sacred hearts and minds to create a chamber in which we feel the holy presence of Source. Here in this room and within exists a space of safety, of calm, comfort, stillness, and love. Here we can attend to the language of spirit, for meditation is our opportunity to listen. Let us receive its holy presence as it wells up and nourishes and nurtures our bodies, our minds, our spirits. I am guided, even when I feel like I'm blind by worries, doubts, and fears. I know I am able to trust that deep down there is a place in me that knows, that is untouched by fear, that is unfettered in its glory, my center. This is my guiding light. In this meditation, we spend time with it, notice it, listen to it, and feel it. It's a feeling. In times of need, I earnestly request and reach out my hand for guidance, and I surrender what I think I know for something greater. I listen and am open to receiving the language of spirit. Let us clear a page now to receive and take time in the silence to recognize our wonder and union with with God presence. We are safe. We are present.
Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that
Rachel, as always, just beautiful. If you've been around a while, you have figured out now that we are taking the year 2022 and declaring our overall theme is all about the courage to imagine. And I'll suggest that courage to imagine is part of who we can be as individuals, who are we being called to in terms of that future. It's about who are we being called to, what are we being invited to imagine as a spiritual community. And I'll say it's also about who are we being called to as a world, especially when you look at some of the chaos and the horrific things that are going on today. So it's about an invitation to imagine what could be, what should be, what needs to be different. We began the year. January looked at I am peace. And we focused on the idea of peace. In February, we looked at and focused on this idea of I am love. And the month of March is dedicated to this idea of I am guided. I am guided by spirit. So that's our focus for today and for the month of March. As we were preparing for today's lesson, Reverend Tony and I were talking about it, and we felt guided. We felt guided to try something a little different today. And so it's a little bit of an experiment. So as I would invite you, if you enjoy and appreciate this experience today in terms of the lesson, tell your friends. If you don't care for it, if it doesn't work for you, tell us. So we're going to do a little bit of a dialogue about today's topic. So I'm going to invite Reverend Tony to come on up and a little bit more informal approach.
Exactly.
Does that work for you, Reverend Tony?
It works for me. Actually, I think you said something about we're the view in the church with our version of the view.
I need my coffee cup.
Yes.
So, Reverend Tony, I'm curious, and I know like you've been reflecting on this idea of what does it mean to be guided by spirit for you? I mean, because it's personal.
That is. It is. It's personal. And yet, it's always similar. It's personal, but there's a similar process. And as I was preparing for this class that I'm going to be teaching on the Sermon on the Mount, I stumbled upon this quote that really spoke to me. When we do not need to control the future, we are in a very creative and liminal space where God is most free to act in our lives. Faith seems to be the attitude that Jesus most praises in people, maybe because it makes hope and love possible. So for me, to be guided is to really be in the moment, is not to try to do my will. There's that other quote, not my will, but thy will. It's to be able to be in that, regardless of whether it's Reverend Kevin saying, let's do something different, or it's what is it mine to do in my life. So it really is being in the moment and listening, but also being willing to ask. To be willing to ask, what is mine to do?
When you talk about that quote, controlling the future, I'm probably the only one in this entire community and our streaming audience that likes to control. And so,
right.
and so, you know, giving that up, that idea of control, which is an illusion, but we sort of grasp to that. What comes up for me is this idea of needing to surrender, needing to sort of let go from that idea and that need to control.
Mm-hmm. And surrender is one of those words that most of us have. Let me rephrase that. I'm going to speak only for myself. I'm sure not everyone has that issue. But for me, surrendering is a tough thing. It's a tough thing to say, I'm going to surrender into something. It loses my own sense of me.
Yeah.
And that's how it feels at times. I'm losing the sense of me. So it's been a word I've worked on, and I absolutely agree with you. It's a matter of surrender.
Yeah. When I talk about this, I want to be really clear. I don't have it all figured out. I'm still a work in progress. And what's interesting is that from an asking for guidance perspective, unlike some folks, I have no issue asking for direction and relying on my GPS or whatever it might be. I'm a little bit directionally challenged, and I'm okay. I can surrender to that. I have no pride or ego in that.
Right.
And so I can let go and rely on other people or technology in order for me to sort of get that guidance or direction that I need. Though with regard to my personal life, my spiritual life, things like that, I have a little bit more difficult time of sort of giving up that control and the idea of surrendering. The other thing that really comes up for me is this idea of with surrendering, it's really about letting go of one's ego.
Yes, I think it's the ego that Charles Fillmore refers to as the sense ego.
Yeah.
Because he sees that the ego is me. The ego is the I am, as he defined it. But he also says that there is when the ego is driven by sense consciousness, it gets us in trouble. When it's centered in a spiritualness, the ego is a necessary piece, and it's what holds us in that space. And I think if we are in that place with our ego, we don't have so much trouble surrendering.
Yeah.
Because I know who I am in that God presence. And so if I know that, I am a child of God, I am a unique manifestation of God, and I have the faith that was talked about here, I can let go because I can have the faith that it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also thinking about this idea of being guided by spirit, I think we can really tap in and rely on some of the 12 powers in particular.
Yeah.
And for me specifically, it's about the power of imagination, the power of wisdom,
mm-hmm.
and being able to envision what
right.
I'm being called to.
Right.
I think it's also exceptionally important to really be thinking about and including this conversation intuition. Intuition,
yes.
which
yes.
And I love how Charles Fillmore defines intuition. He says it's the wisdom of the heart.
Mm-hmm.
Intuition is the wisdom of the heart, and he tells us that that's better than or more advanced than our intellect.
Than our intellect. And it's fascinating to me. I've been in a book group with some women from Frederick, and we're doing the whole brain healing with Jill Bolte Taylor. And one of the things that she talks about is the power of the mind, the brain. But one of the things that we all have noticed is that she has not connected the heart. And if you really read into HeartMath and the work that they're doing, heart is a powerful, powerful network, right, Lynn? Where did she go? It's a powerful, powerful network of its own intelligence that often knows more than the brain does before the brain knows it. So, yeah, I think that for me, the powers of faith, it also go with that, in just knowing that I live and move and have my being in God. And if I know that, I have faith in the next action.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to layer in here in terms of a little bit more brain science piece here.
Please.
Because I always love to bring this stuff in. But the idea that, you know, we think we're such logical, intellectual beings, and what's coming out in terms of some brain research is when we make decisions, when we're, you know, trying to decide or make choices about where to go, what to do, all these types of what to buy, whatever it might be, those decisions, we initially, and this is done in just split seconds, we initially make them based on gut feel
feeling.
Or intuition or
mm-hmm.
whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens in our brain is that it comes back around and finds the logic to justify the decision.
Yep.
And
yes.
so it's just fascinating when we think we're so logical and so intellectual.
And we are at that point.
Yes.
And the heart drives so much. The gut and the heart have their own brains. And that's what we use. Yeah.
And so, again, we're getting kind of theoretical about
this.
Stuff, which is okay. Yeah,
but we're going to get practical here, Marty.
Yeah, and a key message is we want to be thinking about the importance of asking.
Yes.
And then this importance of once we ask, the importance of being still and listening.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. And I want to share a time when I didn't. I want to go first with the I didn't. I'm going to mess up his schedule here a little bit, guys. But I'm going to go with when I didn't. Okay. When I didn't listen, when I counted on something external to. Several years ago, a very dear friend of mine who I believe is watching today. Hello, Deborah. Mm-hmm. Needed to be at Hopkins at 6:30 in the morning. Now, we lived an hour away, so I went by and picked her up. I was going to go by and pick her up, but that meant we had to leave at 4:30 in the morning. If you know me, that's not possible. So we stayed in Baltimore, in an area of Baltimore I was unfamiliar with. We got up, we got ready to go, and the GPS that I had on told me how to get there. We started down that road, and I'm really concerned about getting her there on time, because concerned about I didn't know where I was going. So I really was relying upon that GPS to tell me. We went through a part of Baltimore, and I'm like, this feels weird. You know, something about my body was just uncomfortable, and I counted it as that I just didn't know the area, but that's okay. So I really was focusing externally to find the guidance. GPS said, turn here, and I turned here without even being present in the moment and landed on a railroad track where I couldn't get off of the railroad track. It's 6:10, and I'm like, oh, goodness gracious, take a deep breath now, fish, take a deep breath. I did. We called 911, all these things trying to get her to the hospital. Because she had test take. The hospital said, our ambulance says, well, we have to take her someplace specific. No, she has to go to Hopkins. Can't do that. On and on and on, all kinds of things. What ended up happening was police came. They told me that, yes, we were sitting on an active railroad track. And about that time, as I'm taking some deep breaths and asking, what now? Comes driving up is the van from the hotel that we stayed at. And I waved him down, explained the situation, and he said, I'll be happy to take her to Hopkins. So even when I wasn't paying attention to the spidey tingle in me or that gut in me that this was something not right here, God took over when I stopped and said, now what? She's watching now. And everything is good. But that was a time when I got so focused outside of me, and I didn't listen to what was being happening. And that's an everyday occurrence. That's not a big, what am I going to do with my life? That's in the moment.
Yeah.
And it was important to, I learned looking back on that now. I tried to blame it on the GPS for years. looking back on it now was just not being in the moment and not paying attention to what I know as guidance. And I just, you know, give thanks that even when we don't listen, sometimes the help comes.
I think the opportunity to have that guidance is always there. It's just whether
Absolutely.
We're tuning into it or not, whether we're asking
right.
and then listening. And it's also available in the big stuff as well as the small stuff.
So where has it happened for you? Where have you not, maybe not listened?
So... sort of where I have not listened, where I have listened,
yeah.
has been kind of one and the same.
Okay.
Long storyline.
Okay.
And it's about my call.
Remember time, though. Okay.
It's gonna be short.
Okay.
It's
Got
about
it.
My call to ministry. So I declared over 30 years ago that I would be a minister, mm-hmm. and I still hadn't found unity, and I was kind of looking for some sort of spiritual home, and eventually found unity. Anyways, and so I think that. On some level, Spirit was guiding me, was calling me, but I was like, no, not yet. No, I don't know. All those sorts of things as far as delaying or pushing away or what have you. And about 5 years ago, I really got serious about finishing this up and getting ordained. And sort of what preceded that was, without going into too much story, but in a relatively short period of time, I unexpectedly lost my mother. Mm-hmm. My significant relationship abruptly ended, and I lost my beloved pup of 14 years. Mm-hmm. And so in that sort of grief and a whole process of all that lost stuff, because what actually happened was the three beings who I loved and focused on mm-hmm. most had gone away. I mean, at least from this physical reality.
Yes.
And so it got very clear for me, yes, now is the time for me to pursue my ministry, and that's what I did.
Right. So... I was going to say, so it took letting go of the noise outside, letting the things that we attach outside, and really going inside and being aware. Yeah.
And even as I look at my journey, you know, professionally and so forth, there is, I guess, in some ways, a logic that sort of is now more clear. And there's a fairly well-known Steve Jobs quote that talks about how we can't really connect the dots about the future, but we can connect the dots when we look back. And so we just have to trust that the dots in the future will be connected. So as I look at my life story so far, there's a logic, there's a meaning, there's a purpose there.
Exactly. I was thinking, as we were trying to going through this and thinking, what would I say today? I came up with this sort of the same realization. I grew up thinking I was going to be a senator. Oh, thank God I didn't make that. That wasn't mine. and I do thank God that that was not mine. But what I did do was not listen to the call that was there about service for a long time. Yeah. Same kind of thing. You know, you make decisions to do one thing, and then the next thing a door opens, and you wonder why. And for a lot of my life, I don't know that I purposely was aware that that was spirit guidance.
Yeah, yeah.
But looking back, I can find that even in those times when I had two paths to choose, and I chose to go back into something that I had always been doing, as opposed to being a little braver and taking the spiritual path, the things that I learned in that period of time have assisted me, have prepared me to be what I am today. It wasn't until much later in my life that I actually waited and just really was sure about the decisions, one of them being coming here.
Yeah.
You know? Took me a little bit. It took me a little because I had left Frederick, and I didn't know where I was going to go. But I also knew wherever it was going to be, it was going to be serving my purpose, serving that purpose of being in service and in challenging status quo. That's also one of my missions. And then all of a sudden, I got a call, and my body just got still. My whole body just got still, and I could feel myself going, "Yeah, this is it.
Yeah.
This is it." And so that's my sign when I know that I've heard and am taking the right direction is when my whole body just gets still.
Yeah, I'm with you. No, I've had that same experience where, or similar experience where you make a big decision or make a commitment to something, and all of a sudden it's like there's this peace comes over in terms of, yep, this is right.
Yeah.
I'm curious, when's the last time you asked Spirit for guidance?
Well, let's see. And I'm not making light of this. This morning, okay. I'm not from Minnesota, okay. And so, it's easy for me to ask God for guidance on the big things, like where am I supposed to live, what's my purpose, This morning, when I got up and saw a couple of emails about people who couldn't get in, and I thought, what am I going to do now? What am I going to do now? Is it really mine to get up, or can I call in? Can I call in and let Reverend Kevin?
That thought crossed my mind. Is she going to show?
And I didn't let him learn how to do this on the fly. But no, I felt that little bit of concern.
Yeah.
I'm not used to driving in this, on and on and on. And no, I don't have all-wheel drive. So I did ask. I stopped and I said, what's mine to do here? Yeah. And so as part of my morning routine, I just asked. And it just, again, my body got still, you know. My body got still and said, get on with it. You're fine. Just take it slow.
Yeah, yeah. I think
Little things like that.
I think it's a big end, little things. I also think about the importance of being clear about one's personal, individual purpose and mission.
Yes.
And I think that serves us in terms of you know, being guided and using that as sort of a place to check in around.
Yeah.
I probably over 30 years ago, I identified a personal mission statement, and I'll share it with you. But that has been something that has guided me, even those moments where I don't feel like getting up out of bed or whatever they might be. And it's interesting because there's always an element of service. And so I've been on this journey for a while. Yeah. So my mission statement that I use, and I remind myself, not daily, but almost at least several times a week, but it's about being, I am an open, honest, vulnerable, passionate, loving man. and I am here to be of service to help heal the planet. Wow. And so whether I'm working with corporate leaders or mm-hmm. in a church setting, that's what informs my choice about what I'm here to do and to serve.
Right. Mine's not quite that formal, but it has the same elements. So I am here to challenge, to be open, and to help move forward. And that's my purpose. And when I say challenge in the best possible light, challenging myself for my own positioning and my own belief structures, but also challenging the world around me to be the best we can be, to be what is ours to be in purpose. And I think my sense is that that's the same for individuals, finding that mission and being in a place of knowing who we are. It's also the same for organizations. It's also the same for communities. And finding and asking for divine guidance is the same process for us, whether it shows differently, as it is for this community or for our nation or for our world. There is a process we have to go through, and that's called being in the moment and having faith that we don't have to control the future. We can't control the future. We can change our attitudes. We can control our way we see things. But we don't control the future. That is the divine. Mission of the divine is to lay it forward. We just have to be able to see it. Be willing to see it and act on it.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah. And next week, we're going to talk about more ways of listening. Being still, what does that mean for us in this process? Being still, and what do we hear? What do we sense? What do we activate?
Cool.
Yeah. I enjoyed this.
It was all right?
We must do this again.
I like it. Thank you.
All right. I'm going to turn it back over to you, I believe.
Nope, it's back to music.
Oh, that's right. Back to music. We have some amazing music. Thank you. I think we're both losing our mics. Yep.
Change if you just run away. Oh. Young girl, just hold tight, 'cause soon you're gonna see a brighter day. Oh. Now, in a world where innocence is quickly claimed, it's so hard to stand your ground when you're so afraid. No one reaches out a hand for you.
So when you're lost outside, just look inside to your soul. When there's no one else, look inside yourself. And like your oldest friend, just trust the voice within. Then you will find the strength that will guide your way. If you will learn to begin to trust the voice within. Just don't forsake it, because no one can tell you what you can't do. No one can stop you. You know that I'm talking to you. When there's no one else, look inside yourself. And like your oldest friend, just trust the voice within. And you'll find the strength that will guide. If you will learn to begin to trust the voice within. Young girl, don't cry. I'll be right here when your world starts to fall.
As always, thank you. Thank you. We are blessed. We are blessed. Today we are blessed, and we give thanks for that blessing. We give thanks for that which flows through us, and it's time now I ask you to return that blessing, to make a gift to Unity Minneapolis, so that we may, in fact, continue that giving cycle, being here and giving as well as receiving. So I ask you now, use that power of imaging and see the gift, the financial gift that you give, however you give that. See it in your hand. Hold it. Bless it. For those of you who are coming in on live stream, there are ways, multiple ways to give online. There is the website, and you can click there. QR code on your phone. Here in the sanctuary, there are offering envelopes in the pews. There is a QR code on your order of service. And of course, there's Venmo and PayPal. There's a check. There are all kinds of ways in which that gift can be given. We want to thank you for that. I ask you to hold that and see it in your hand, however it is going to manifest for us. Bless it, and let us say together the offertory blessing for today. Divine love flowing through me blesses and multiplies all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. Say it again quietly in your heart. Thank you.
We now take a moment and just breathe in a sense of gratitude. We breathe in a sense of stillness and peace. We see that stillness and peace and comfort wrapping our entire planet. We just hold that vision of peace for our world in our heart. And we bless the gifts that have been received. We bless the givers. We bless that, and we send forth these gifts supporting our mission and vision of a transformed world, transforming through love, through peace, and through compassion. And we say thank you, sweet spirit. Thank you and amen. I'd like to take a moment to acknowledge our prayer chaplains. Those individuals support us through prayer and even when they are not in the building. So we appreciate them. Also, if you're joining via Technology Day, you can meet with a prayer chaplain in a private Zoom room. That information is on your screen right now. So thank you all, prayer chaplains, for your service. I'd like to take a moment to honor and acknowledge a special member of our community. And this person joined our community about just a little over 2 years ago. And it was so important for this person to join our community that they moved across the country to be with us. Once this person arrived to be with us, we shut down our doors for COVID. And talk about a warm welcome. And yet, in spite of that challenge, this person, Reverend Tony, networked and engaged with people mostly through technology over the last couple years and just provide a lot of tenacity and just persistence in being part of this community, and you serve it in such a beautiful way. So the flowers here are in honor of your two-year anniversary, and just want to share with you that we are so grateful that you've joined us and just so appreciate you. So if we could appreciate Reverend Tony. Come on up here, please. Yes. And Cassidy, anything you want to share about our youth?
Thank you, Lori, and thank you, everyone. Gosh, that was so touching. So grateful to you, Reverend Tony. Two things. We are starting a youth and family ministry Lenten prayer circle. So that's starting up this Tuesday at 7 p.m. on Zoom. So anybody involved with the youth and family ministry, families, volunteers, youth, parents, caregivers, please join me. And it'll be just 45 minutes to connect. We'll read from the booklet that's out in the garden court, or if you're online, you can get a downloadable digital copy of that, and then we'll hold each other in prayer through the week. So that is going on, and also extravaganza. I know it doesn't look like it for those in the Twin Cities right now, but we are anticipating a fully outdoor extravaganza Easter event for the kids the Saturday before Easter on the 16th of April. And so looking to put together that planning team, so if you'd like to help create that fun for kids of all ages, then come see me. We'll have signups officially next week because there will be opportunities, of course, to help the day of as well with different stations. And if you want to stuff eggs, we're looking for that too. So let me know. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, Cassidy. Reverend Tony, come on up. Adam, come on up. Adam, thank you for the beautiful meditation. So beautiful. Thank you. And I'm going to invite you to stand as you choose, and for our prayer for protection as well as our peace song, and really encourage you to hold our planet in these words of protection and peace. Just really feel into it both for ourselves, for our community, and then for our global family. So together, the light of God surrounds us. I am light. The love of God enfolds us. I am love. The power of God protects us. I am power. The presence of God watches over us. I am presence. Wherever we are, God is, I am divine, and all is well. There is peace on earth, and it has begun with me.
Life is a journey, not a destination. There are no mistakes, just chances we've taken, laid down no regrets. 'Cause all we have is now. Wake up in the morning and get out of bed. Start making a mental list in my head of all of the things that I am grateful for. Early in the morning, it's the dawn of a new day, new hopes, new dreams, new ways. I open up my eyes and I open up my mind and surprise me today. Early in the morning, it's the dawn of a new day, new hopes, new dreams, new ways. I open up my heart and I'm gonna do my part and make this a positively beautiful day. It's a beautiful challenge, not a competition. You can still smell the roses and be on a mission. Just take a moment to get in touch with your heart. 'Cause sometimes you feel like you've got something to prove. Remind yourself that there's only one you. Just take a moment to give thanks to who you are. Early in the morning, it's the dawn of a new day, new hopes, new dreams, new ways. I open up my eyes and I open up my mind and I wonder how life will surprise me today. Early in the morning, it's the dawn of a new day, new hopes, new dreams, new ways. I'm gonna do my part and make this a part and make this a positively beautiful day. Beautiful day.
Destination. There are no mistakes, just chances we've taken. Lay down your regrets, 'cause all we have is now.